This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with Celeste Kirshner. Celeste is the CEO of an association called LUGPA. She's going to talk to us about LUGPA and what they do and where they're most focused, what she is most excited about, and a lot more. Celeste, I know you've been CEO for now almost 10 years now. Can you tell us about LUGPA and what you folks all do?
Sure, Scott. Thanks for having me on the program today. As you mentioned, I am the CEO of LUGPA. And for your listeners, probably not too familiar with LUGPA, but we're a trade association that represents independent urology groups in the United States. We have about 157 groups that are members of our organization, a little over 2,300 urologists. We're in 48 out of the 50 states, and we represent the interests of independent urologists. Do a lot of political advocacy and work to develop solutions and programs and products for our members.
Take a moment. Tell us, what are the big issues facing urologists today? What are the big issues for independent urologists?
Well, as you probably know, independent urology, of course, is along with all of independent medicine, is at the forefront of patient care in the United States. A lot of care is given by our urologists throughout the United States. And we hope to be able to have a level playing field for our urologists. Of course, there's lots of competition in the healthcare marketplace. We want to ensure that our urologists have access to the best personnel, the best technologies and services that they can provide to patients. We, of course, are working with political affairs and health policy areas to ensure that members of Congress know about the struggles that our independent urology groups face. And of course, you know a lot about things that are happening today in reimbursement for physicians and keeping up with costs that are continuing to rise.
Thank you. And urologists at one time have had sort of a lot of profitability has come through different ancillaries over the years. It's Lupron, whether it's lithotripsy, radiation therapy, surgery centers. How important are those issues to urologists today?
Well, they're definitely important for sure. That's one of the ways that we can deliver integrated care in communities by offering these, what as you call them, ancillary services to ensure that patients have access to these services throughout the community that are served by our urology practices. So they're definitely very important to be able to provide these services to our patients throughout the country.
Thank you. What are the big priorities currently for LUGPA and independent urologists?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, the physician fee schedule is one of the things that we've been following, of course, for years. And as you well know, a lot of the fee schedules in urology are correlated with inflation. However, the physician fee schedule is not correlated to inflation. So the fee schedules for physicians has been relatively flat for many years. We continue to advocate for long-term reform of the Medicare fee schedule to ensure that our urologists can provide quality services, cost-efficient services for patients.
And talk about your leadership career. How did you end up in this position? I know you were back at PwC back in the day. I've got a child who spent a lot of time at PwC. Tell us about your career and how it evolved.
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, like many people who are in administration and healthcare, I started out as a clinician. Interestingly enough, I was a dental hygienist to start my career. So that's a little bit of a different path than most people probably take. And I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to work with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association as an analyst in dental policy as the start of my career. And from there on, I went on to medical policy and other issues. I was director of CPT for the American Medical Association for many years. So I've had quite a wonderful career in healthcare administration, working mostly for associations throughout my career.
Thank you. And what advice would you give to evolving leaders, Celeste? What do you tell an evolving leader?
Well, I mean, I think that my motto has sort of always been more of talk less, listen more. I focus on leading, adapting my leadership techniques and skills to the people that I lead. So I want to listen to them. I want to understand where they're coming from. I want to understand what they're doing and how I can put opportunities in front of them to enable them to advance their careers as well. And the same thing goes for leading an association as far as working with our volunteer leadership, and so forth, is to really understand what the issues are for them, not so much for me, but for them, and make sure that our organization and our policies and procedures are meeting those needs and advancing those needs and putting those products and services out for our members that express those needs.
Fantastic. And anything else you'd like to share about LUGPA with our listeners today, or about independent medicine? Is independent medicine still alive and well? Is it in so much trouble because of either private equity or hospitals employing everybody or big insurance companies employing everybody? What does private independent practice look like to you?
Certainly. Well, we're concerned about all of those things. We're concerned about the workforce. We're concerned about consolidation in the industry, of course. And all of our health policy and political advocacy goes towards addressing those issues and ensuring that independent urology and independent physicians have an opportunity to participate and to have those services available for members of our community. We're working more cross-collaboratively with other independent physician organizations to amplify our voice and to make sure that our independent physicians are still at the table. And they are, as they always say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, of course. So we're making sure that our voices are heard in the halls of Congress and making sure that our physicians can continue to compete competitively.
Thank you very, very much. Celeste, I want to thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We love what you do. Good luck to independent urology. Just fantastic. Thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.